Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sarah. So if you turn the iPhone sideways while I'm playing the intro, it stops.
Oh.
So that's what happened in the middle of that. So I'm trying to find a place that I can put my phone, that it's not going to get wet. Hello, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is
you said Sarah Palin already.
Yes.
So our website is currently down. Our website is down. I'm kind of like perturbed.
She literally is a mess today.
I'm like, what is happening? The website the website is down. We went from Miami, Florida to Siberia in like 3 minutes today. It is so chilly outside.
What is it, like 30 degrees?
They said today's high is 52, but it snowed this morning.
Yeah, there was some flurries this morning. When I woke up, I was like, brr. And you know
4th.
Me, I love cold. And
right.
It was brr.
How about the dogs were about to pass out? They were so cold this morning.
I could just imagine they're like, tra, tra, tra. Oh, whoa.
Well, dog's body heat is around like 108 or 110 or something like that. So they run hot. But Ivy, not having it. You know, she laid in bed until almost like 7:30.
she was like I'm holding it in, Daddy.
But of course, their heat comes out of them really quickly because they have short hair. So just like your dog, Koopa.
Yeah, he's my mom's sitting there in the kitchen. She's like, look at him. He's shaking. I'm like, Mom, he always shakes.
Yeah.
He's cold. I'm like, oh, really? He's really cold? Mm-hmm. Why is he sitting there?
Right.
Because yeah, I'm eating. Yeah. So if he was really cold, yeah, he'd be under the covers. Right. So he's fine. He's not going anywhere.
So our website's down for some reason. It's because I guess something's happening to it and a technician's looking into it.
They literally opened up their purse and they're looking into it.
Give me a credit. Yeah. I need credit. I need some kind of money back.
I need you to get that, man. Oh, speaking, I gave Jules such a fucking hard time yesterday because she was getting her hair cut.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, she kept pulling up these haircuts and they all resembled fucking Kate Plus Eight. And I was like, oh. I was like, you're getting that fucking I need to speak to your manager look.
Right. Did you posted that, right?
Yeah.
That I need to speak to your manager, please.
And I was like, oh my God. So I kept giving her a lot of shit. She actually didn't. She just kind of like evened it out and just made it more of like a shorter bob. Mm-hmm. It actually looks really, really cute. I really like it. But I gave her so much shit for it.
Have I met Jules?
Yeah. We went to lunch together.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so, oh, and I do want to send a, I know she hasn't listened in a while, but I do want to send a shout out to Smurfetters. Her dog passed away.
That's the worst.
She had to put her dog down.
Mm.
That's
such a hard decision.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's old or whatever. But.
Yeah. He was having a lot of issues with his front legs. He carried a lot of his weight in his front legs. And his hind legs were really weak.
Was he like a bulldog or something?
No, he was like a greyhound mix. And I can't remember what the
other. So he's really tall.
Yeah, he's a bigger dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was she adopted him. And I think he came from like a very traumatic home. Mm. And so I think there was some trauma. Like he was very like skittish.
Mm-hmm.
But she had him for 8 years and just had a lot of trouble with having him like walk. And towards the end, what ended up happening is like apparently they ended up finding that he had cancer in his leg.
Oh,
so the day
thing.
That she went in to find that out, the vet was like, the cancer has literally eaten half his bone. If we let him go today, he's within the next couple days, potentially he's going to break his bone and he's going to be in excruciating pain. we'll either have to, your options are amputating his leg, letting him go, like, you know, just letting him, we'll let him leave and then he'll be in pain, or putting him down. And her, she had to make the decision. So it was very sad. And, you know, it was kind of, it was, I mean, it was just really
Was somebody with
me.
Her?
No, she went by herself. Well, I mean, she didn't expect for this to happen.
Well, I know, but, I would have had some, I would have had to have somebody there to drop me home.
And the worst part about it is, like, you know, she wasn't able to, she didn't have anybody there with her.
She didn't get to say goodbye.
She was able to say goodbye because she did end up making that decision to put him down. It was very hard for her. I mean, you know, she, like, the, when I met her on Sunday, the day after she had put him down, and, she just was like, I mean, I met her at a restaurant, and before, like, as soon as I walked in, I was like, I didn't expect that she was going to tell me that. I thought that she was, just going to tell me that he...
Oh, hold on for a second.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're recording right now, so you're actually on the show.
Oh, great.
I found out on the website that there's something going on, and they have some technician or something working on it.
Oh, okay. You're all good?
Yeah, I'm good. I just looked it up, so, but if there's any other issues, I'll give you a call after we're done recording.
Okay.
All right, this is Kevin. Say hi.
Hey. Hi.
This is the person that works on the website a lot.
We love Kevin.
All right, we'll let you go.
All right.
All right, bye.
He's so cute. anyway, so... You know, it was really sad because she didn't like the, you know, as soon as I saw her, she started, I mean, she lost it. And I had to pull her out of the restaurant, of course. Oh. I'm like, you know, she was so distraught. And then, like, you know, she's like, I walked in with the animal and I walked out.
People would probably just think she's really excited to have the food there at the restaurant. Right,
exactly. No. and I just felt really horrible. And then, of course, like, I had just taken Kuba to the vet to get his teeth cleaned. And he got 6 teeth pulled because his teeth, you know, small dogs in general have really bad, they're prone to have really bad dental hygiene. It was kind of the same thing. Like, I walked in with a dog and walked outside without a dog. And literally the vet was like, I didn't think that I was going to walk in there and leave him there so they can clean his teeth. I walked in, thought they were going to have a consultation and then they were going to do the appointment later.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being that, I mean, he was just like, the nurse came in, whisked him away. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what if something happens to him in the meantime? It's awful.
Yeah. If I would have walked, like, when I took Ivy to the vet over her leg and I fell out on the floor and I didn't even have to put her down and I fell out on the floor because I was so upset. Yeah. I can't imagine walking into the vet's office and having to put her down, like, right then.
Exactly.
Like, I would lose my shit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'd have to call into work for 3 days.
Yeah.
Make sure I got paid because it's a family member.
Exactly.
I would have to have her a viewing for 3 days. Have all my friends come see her.
That's creepy.
And then I would have her stuffed.
Moving along. So in any case,
could you imagine Ivy stuff just sitting here at the front door, like,
oh my God,
with her ears.
Oh my God. Anyway, I just thought I would, you
I'm
know,
sorry, Smurfetters.
I just thought I would say, you know, mention that. I know she doesn't listen to the show, or she hasn't listened to the show in a very long time, but in any case, I just wanted to say to all of you guys who have lost pets and anything that I can't imagine. I know it's rough, and, you know, this is like her baby. I just wanted to say, you know, it just hang in there, and, you know, hopefully you can find, you know, peace in another dog. And I know that they're irreplaceable, but hopefully, you know, you could find a little love in another pet.
I posted this thing on Facebook because October, I guess, is Pit Bull Awareness Month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's like October 27th is like,
oh my God,
I'm
so tired of the Pit Bull posts. unfriend me.
Did they sorry, I'm trying to get my words together. They were saying that pit bulls and mixes can live to be like 16 years old.
16?
I'm like, Ivy's 2.
Oh, hi, welcome to my nightmare.
My God, I hope she calms
down. He's downstairs.
You know John Rivera, my friend Rivera? He has a chihuahua too that's like 21 years old.
Yeah.
And she is not trying to die anytime soon. She's like, let's go for a jog. Let's go. He's like, bitch, I'm tired. She's like, I'm 21.
I'm a spring chicken. Let's go out drinking.
Right. She's a chihuahua, and he said she got stuck outside during the winter for like 6 hours one time because he accidentally left the door open when he left, and she got outside, and she was outside in the cold for like 6 hours.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, and he said that bitch still lived. That bitch ain't dying anytime soon.
How did she manage to survive?
She was just under, like, he said that she got into something that kept her warm, and she waited until he got home, and she...
Oh my God, that's awful.
I mean, of course, he felt bad. He didn't know until he got home.
Asshole dad.
So...
Yeah, that was a...
Two fags talking about animals all day long.
I know. That was the one thing that I always made sure, like, because I created Kuba... when I would leave work, it was the worst fucking feeling to put that little puppy in a cage. Cause it's like, oh my God, he hated it.
It's not that bad though.
No, I mean, I know it's good for them because they're den dogs. Like, especially small dogs. Like they like to feel like they're enclosed and all that. I think what my problem was is his crate was too big for him.
Mm.
Cause you know, I mean, he's a small dog. So it's like his crate was just too big.
You
for
probably
him.
Could have just stuck him in a cereal box.
He was small.
A saltine box. Right.
He was big enough for it. But anyways, like he would go ape shit. Like fucking Gizmo. Let me out. You know, but I hated it. So like, but I knew like I always when he was in the bathroom, I always make sure like he was in there. I would even open the door just to make sure I saw his little face pop out of the cover just to make sure he was in there. Cause that was my biggest fear, is that I would leave and he wasn't like in the bathroom. And I'd let him out, and he'd be stuck outside while it was freezing. But anyways, moving along.
Let's move along to the next most positive thing that we can have.
Ebola?
Yes.
Oh, have you been to the country of Ebola?
Love their food.
Right? It doesn't make you skinny?
First, did you... Yes, it makes you real skinny.
Yeah.
Did you see the video I posted of the guy that was dying of Ebola and they thought he was dead on the side of the first dead on side of the road?
Was this in Liberia, right?
Yeah. I'm like, on the side of the road with Ebola and dead.
Well,
just on the side of the road.
First of all, this is the reason why I feel this is the reason why these people have this is the reason why it's a big problem in that country.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. This is the reason why it's a problem in that country, because they don't have the proper way of disposing of these bodies. So people, because you don't, it's not airborne, so you can't get it from like breathing. However, if you are close to someone that has it. Like if they spit, or if they touch you, if you touch their sweat, that's how, it could be passed through that. So the idea that they leave these carcasses outside on the road, terrifying.
Okay, let's not say carcass because they're not animals. They're people.
It's a carcass.
So let's say bodies.
It's a carcass because it's fucking dead.
But this guy wasn't dead. They were putting him in the body bag.
But he ended up dying.
Well,
he was saying bye-bye. Literally. He was like, bye-bye. Hey, girl. Bye.
But did you see how the crowd reacted?
Bye.
Did you see how the crowd reacted? They were pissed.
Oh, my God.
They were like, get him out of here. Well, first.
Because
I want to know. First, there's a country that cannot take care of their own people in hospitals, but everybody in that fucking crowd had a cell phone. What the fuck?
Isn't that how it always is?
Everyone had cell phones.
If you're going to say the same could be said here. You're talking about people who drive fucking Mercedes and they fucking go to the welfare office. Really?
Yeah, that does happen here.
I mean, or you have a fucking cell phone and you don't have insurance. Priorities, people.
I would really rather have a cell phone over... health insurance. Really?
I mean, it's the same thing over there. It's like
no, but it's like people aren't dying on the side of a road here of Ebola or of anything. They don't die on the side of the road unless it's a car accident.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about the Texas guy. So the Texas guy walked into... First of all, the guy from Texas, according to what I had now, disclaimer, I haven't really read anything, so I
have, because I'm not, we're going to die of this. I want to make sure what I'm going to die of.
Right. Okay. So I haven't thoroughly read a lot on this Texas guy. So I've only read bits and pieces. So I'm not really fully informed on everything about this Texas guy. But what I've gathered so far is that this guy was in Liberia because he's a Liberian national. And he apparently was helping a pregnant woman who they thought was having pregnant issues because she was throwing up, and apparently ended up being that she was actually infected with Ebola. And when they were taking her to trying to get her to the hospital because she was violently throwing up, thinking that it was just a side effect of her being pregnant, not only did she infect him, she infected everyone that was helping her. So literally everyone that helped her dropped dead. So then he ends up coming back to America, which, by the way, according to officials, he stated that when he was entering the country, they asked him if he came in contact with anyone who had Ebola. And I'm sorry, but he said no, which in fact, he did not know that anybody had. However, they did ask him if he came in contact with anybody that was sick, which is where I think that was kind of fucked up, because he didn't tell them that he actually came in contact with the pregnant woman.
Was this pregnant woman in the airport in Africa?
No, this was like where he was visiting in Liberia, in Africa. So like he didn't.
So he lives there.
Yes.
He lives there. Yes. He was here visiting. He's in Dallas.
I don't know if he lives there. I think he lives here or he's visiting here. That is where I don't know.
He lives there, but he's visiting the United States because his son and his son's wife lives here. But what he did was he flew from Africa to Brussels, from Brussels to D.C., and from D.C. to Dallas.
I mean, this motherfucker done threw it into everybody. Like, he infected four different places had the potential to infect it.
Right.
Because they say that you can't infect it if it's not active. So even if you come in contact with it, it has to actually be active for you to infect. At least that's what I understand.
I know it has 21 days to show up. But they took
means that it has to be actually active in your body, meaning that you have to show symptoms.
Right.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
So they took his temperature 3 times. It came out normal.
Right.
He lied on his application and said that he was not around anyone that was sick, that showed diarrhea, vomiting, whatever.
To get out
of the country, he had to answer this questionaire. Right. And on the questionnaire,
they were saying that they quarantine people, or at least that's what I understood, is that, or they were saying, or someone was saying, I can't remember what was the newscaster. I think it was something Wolf Blister, maybe. I can't remember. He's a newscaster. They were saying that they should put something in place that anyone who comes from West Africa or Africa in general, they need to quarantine them for 21 days before they can enter the country to make sure that they don't have Ebola. But anyways,
well, that creates chaos. But the thing is, what was I going to say? But the government there, if this guy lives through his Ebola case, he's going to be sent back there and they're going to put him in prison.
Yeah, prosecute him because he literally, and essentially, I did read that. And apparently what they were saying is that he was considered, I think they were going to consider him like some sort of like medical terrorist or something like.
Well, they're really, what I was reading, that their government is really upset because he put Americans at risk, and Americans are putting a lot of effort into stopping the virus. So from what I read, the government kind of feels like
he smeared the relationship between American and Liberia. Here's the problem. I think that I guess in the question of whether he was around someone who was throwing up, I mean, that's kind of a very vague question, because like, granted, that could be read in many different ways. Like, okay, well, what do you mean by throwing up?
Well, like, if she had food poisoning, if he was around someone that was throwing up, because they know that's a sign, a marker, of that disease, doesn't matter if you're throwing up because you have hangover, because you're sick. If you're around someone that's throwing up, yeah, you're supposed to say, I was around a sick person.
Yeah.
I mean, he put all those people at risk, and now it's like 100 people they're trying to search for.
Yeah, because not only did he put the people in Brussels, he put the people, I mean, like, all the people that he came in contact with on the plane.
Because he wasn't showing symptoms until he got to the United States, and he was here for like 5 or 6 days.
Right. And didn't they quarantine his children and the building
the family's quarantined. Like, they're all quarantined.
Like, isn't the entire building quarantined? Because the four officers that went into the building to get those those documents signed in Dallas, aren't they now quarantined?
I think anyone that comes in contact with them is going to be quarantined.
Because that's what I had. That was one of the last things I read yesterday, was like all those people needed to be quarantined because they all came in potentially contact with people from. This is, it's not something that I think we should necessarily be too panicked about, because, again, it isn't something that I don't want to say that it's controlled, because I don't think it's out of control. If that makes sense, because I don't necessarily think it's out of control, but I do think that
it's out of control. It's getting out of control now.
I think it potentially can get out of control. I think that it's not something that we need to be hysterical about. I'm not saying that it's not that big of a deal, because it is a big deal. However, I think that the media right now is overblowing it, because we don't know exactly the spectrum of who's infected, who's not. Now, if more people start coming out, because, like, for example, like the person in Hawaii, the person in Washington, D.C., I just read it off of CNN, that person in Washington, D.C. is not infected with Ebola. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like that's kind of like, okay, so why are you guys all saying, like, all of a sudden there's all these reports of people who are supposedly showing symptoms of Ebola, and now you're trying to create mass hysteria, and really there's not.
Well, another person was supposedly found in Atlanta with Ebola, but he doesn't have it. They tested it.
See, I mean, it's like, now you're creating now you're creating mass hysteria, and that is just the stupidest thing ever. Let's simmer down. We need to make sure that we continue to educate people on how you can get Ebola. And
how about we just stop traveling there and allowing people to come to the United States from that area until they get it contained?
I agree.
If you happen to be there, and you're there until it's all done.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I kind of agree with that. Either that or you are quarantined for 21 days until you are fully, you know, like,
or do released. A blood test. Have everybody do a blood test before they leave. They have to have some kind of fast blood test to see if you have something.
I mean, because there's no way that you can. I mean, that's just so crazy. I mean, like, this could become a pandemic. This is crazy that we have diseases like this that can travel so quickly. And then no one is doing anything about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think now they're getting scared, so they're going to have to do something about it. Like,
it's fucking crazy. I mean, I can't believe that the people of Liberia are not putting things in place. Like, okay, no one can leave the country, you know, until you are released or checked by a medical doctor, mm-hmm, saying that you are.
But of course, they may not have the funds to do that. That's another thing. I mean, that's probably why they're sending state troops.
If you have
there.
Enough money to get a fucking ticket on a plane, you must have a doctor. Get it together.
Have you provide seen those a planes?
Doctor? Provide a doctor.
I mean, put a doctor on the plane. And know, while they're on the plane,
but
just
what I'm saying
everybody.
Is, what I'm saying is that if you have the means to get a plane ticket, because clearly it's not like those countries are that rich, or meaning that the people who are flying out of those countries, is it's not like those people are that cheap to you know, that they're not going to have access to medical care and stuff. So if you are able to purchase a ticket from that country, then that means that, to me, that you should have access to medical care. That means that you should have a letter from your doctor saying that you are cleared that you do not have Ebola and you don't show any signs, and it has to be within 1 or 2 days of you flying out.
Mm. I don't know. I hope they get it contained because it scares the shit out of me. I don't want that shit.
I mean, I already hate
having the flu, and this is supposed to be like 1,000 times the flu plus blood, like coming out of your body and death. Well, luckily not everyone's dying. The rate, I guess, the death rate is not as high as it could be. I guess there's different types of Ebola strains or whatever, just like the flu. But there's another guy, a Fox or a CNN reporter, who got it. He's coming back to the United States for
treatment.
So obviously we have ourselves contained in the treatment and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to experience that.
No.
Could you imagine what the hospital bill would be like?
Well, there goes my trip to South Africa. Shit.
Well, South Africa's okay. West Africa.
There's another fucking country I ain't going to. Shit.
Oh, speaking of South Africans, I want to say happy birthday to our listener, Hendrik, who is South African German.
When's his birthday?
Today.
Wait a minute. I don't see it on my Facebook.
Today it happened.
Oh, yay.
Should we sing happy birthday to him?
We sure should.
Should we sing it in German, South African, which has like 43 languages, or just English?
I think just English.
Okay.
Maybe Espanol?
I don't know all of Espanol. Feliz cumpleaños. It's not even the same word, is it?
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
Hendrik.
Why is it that every time you want to speak Spanish, you put an accent on it? You can still say it in English.
Hendrik. Yeah, but maybe it's Hendrik. Hendrik.
Hendrik. So... Anyways.
See, I did it right. Hendrik.
Hendrik. Stupid. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Hendrik.
Happy birthday to you.
That was in click language.
And many more.
He'll love that. He's going to love it.
I hope you understood your tribal call.
He totally understood it. He taught me it last year in Vegas. He said he was so upset.
He was like, Popeyes.
And I was like, I hear you. He was like, Popeyes. Stupid. He said he wants to make it to Vegas this year because last year the Vegas trip was like a life-changing event for him.
Aww.
Isn't that awesome?
That is so awesome.
I love Hendrik.
I love him too.
He's so cute. He's so and him and his hot. New boyfriend. Ugh. They're all living together and having sex all the time.
Ew. No, not ew, because I'm sure it's hot.
Ooh, I bet it's like on German X-Tube cocks. Or something. I bet it's on X-Tube. I bet they have something on X-Tube.
We'll have to find out.
Share your link. Hey. So what else do we have to talk about?
How was your week? Oh, we forgot to say that we're a podcast out of Siberia.
Yes.
According to today.
Y'all, we didn't even have like a really hot summer, which is awesome, but we are not ready for this.
Someone posted on Facebook this morning that it was snowing and they were like, no, take it back. And I was like, well, you all realize that it's winter.
Well, it's fall. It's not winter time yet.
No, it's winter.
It's
winter.
Did you see what I posted? I said, wow, it's tits, bits, nips outside this morning. Almost makes me want to go # basic white bitch and get a # PSL while wearing a scarf and mittens. Fucking hate PSL. I hate mittens and I hate scarves in October.
What is your utter hate with PSL?
Because basic white bitches drink PSLs. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so. Hi, can I get a PSL? Can I get a venti PSL with skim milk, a lot of foam, easy sugar, 2 Splenda, 1 Equal, a little teaspoon of sugar?
Your order is so long.
I gotta get to my aerobics class.
Oh my god, I gotta get to yoga. How many calories is in it?
I have to send my kids to Gymboree before I can go to do yoga.
Yoga. I don't even know.
And I need my PSL.
I don't even know if they know how to spell yoga.
I'm a stress mom. I stay at home all day long with one child. I need a PSL.
Doing nothing. Stupid bitches. You know those
See
are.
See why I hate them?
Those
are the bitches
fucking,
I hate.
Those are primarily the fucking suburban mothers that drive them big ass fucking cars that they don't know how to drive with the jalopy of kids.
Hello.
Fucking cunts.
You said a jalopy.
I hate.
Why don't you tell us how you truly feel? I like your shirt.
Thanks.
Podcast Fashion team. By John Ong.
Yeah, it says join the podcast revolution.
And then in Chinese, it says, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, podcast.
Did he make this?
Yeah. Those were his shirts.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Thank you, John Ong.
But I've had one for like 3 years now.
Ong.
It's not new.
Ong.
Love John Ong. What do you think about John Ong?
He is fabuloso. And his partner in crime? Co-host? Yeah. What's your podcast?
Ding the Bell. That's it. She messaged me on Facebook. She goes, or no, Twitter. She goes, miss your soft belly.
I love her. She works for, I'm not going to say where she works. Yeah, don't say because, but I love her. She's fabulous. She's funny. Japanese and I love her. Love her. We talked about matcha. I love her.
Oh my God. Y'all talked about it for like 40 minutes. We're like, stop. No one gets it. It tastes like dirt.
Well, no one gets it. And we were like, we do. I need to find her on Facebook. Is she on Facebook?
I think. I don't know. I don't think I have her on Facebook.
Okay.
You might have to go to like online if he has a Facebook page and look for her that way.
I love how you said online.
That's a show, online. That's his show by itself. Ding the Bell is the show with both of them.
Oh, ding. That's just such. I love the play on words.
Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, Baron texted me. Oh. It said Dr. P was super upset that you did not mention him for the Vegas show.
I did mention him.
No, apparently I'm the one that mentioned him. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, that's you need not to, true. You need, that is so not true.
I didn't think so either, but that's what Baron said.
Oh, my God. It's so not true because I said
Didn't you say you had a big old crush on him or something?
Yeah, I said something about his penis.
We were talking about how long and thick his penis probably is, right?
Dr. P.
There's a bee. It's too cold.
Oh, God damn it. There's fucking bees. Oh, girl, I'm getting trapped over here. Girl.
It's not even close to you.
Did you see me like trying to race out of here? Girl, I will push you the fuck out the way.
We love P. Dr. P, and I know you really like Dr.
I
P.
I love Dr. P and his penis that I've never seen yet.
Well, you've seen it in your mind.
In my mouth. Yeah. I felt it. In my butt.
Ooh, Baron. Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? No.
Totes.
No, it goes on the podcast.
When Baron was trying to get his beauty sleep and his stretched to the god's face. Yeah. Baron,
you were stretching it to the gods on Dr. P's penis.
No, he was stretching me to the gods.
Oh, that's one thing I wanted to ask you is I didn't get to ask you on the Vegas show. Was Big Fatty that you met in person, Big Fatty, the same person you imagined him to be when you like listened to his show? I know you don't really listen to it, but the episodes that you listened, were you expecting the same person? Oh my God, please.
Oh my God. What? Where'd it go?
It's behind the curtain.
Oh shit. Sorry. I'm so terrified of like insects, bees, spiders, roaches, all kinds of insects.
Please don't breathe into the microphone like that, young.
What?
You're like, oh. Calm down, horse. So what did you think of Big Fatty?
I actually thought
because he's like the center of everything, you know.
He was worse than a drug pusher at the beginning.
Worse than a drug pusher.
I mean, that bitch was like he was pushy.
talk to somebody.
I need you to stop fucking hanging around with Ricky and go over there and mingle.
He didn't quite say it like that.
No, he didn't. It was worse.
Yeah, it's not even close.
No, actually, you know what? He's a sweetheart. I mean, I didn't have any, like, it wasn't like oh my God, he's going to be like this type of person. It's like, he's interesting. And then as I got to meet, like, know him more, I was like, oh, he's a really nice person. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked him. I actually did like him a lot.
My friend Nicole, she used to listen to a show when she first met him. She was like, oh my God, it's Elvis. She was like, oh my God, it's Big Fatty. Oh. I think she cried a little bit too.
From her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was, it's kind of interesting. It's been, I've been able to digest, Vegas a lot more since then. And,
it's not so fun. I'm not going next year. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You read my mind.
Read my mind.
And you're always on my mind. You know, it was a really good time. It was a very good time. I, you know, there were a couple things that I would change if I could, like the hotel stay.
But, well, not everybody can be rolling up in the Bellagio because they have rich friends to pay for it.
It was just, you know what? It was really cool. You know, I have to say, it was, like I said in the last show, it was just one of those things where, I'm not going to say it was magical because that's stupid and cliched, but it was one of those things where.
But it was so magical.
But it was so magical. It was a really good experience. Yeah, it was really nice. And, you know, and it's been fun listening to, like, all the podcasters that I listened to and then listening to their shows, like, after, and hearing them recant their experience.
Did any of them talk about us and how cool we were?
I mean, Pod is my co-pilot.
Because I don't listen, you know.
Pod is my co-pilot mentioned us, but they always do. Because we love them.
Yeah, actually, so did I did Mark listen to their show.
I mean,
and I texted them.
Yeah, they always, and I love those guys. I mean, they were so fantastic. I just getting to know them on the personal level,
so fabulous,
is awesome. So,
all right. So, what's the end of the show, and then we'll start another one. Is that cool?
Yeah. Are we gonna do the driving one as the second show?
That's going to be on YouTube, you guys. We're going to drive. Actually, we could just do one show and then do the video.
We can.
So do you want to talk a little bit longer?
Yeah. What's our time?
We're 37, 38.
Yeah, we'll talk. Maybe we need to kill that beat. It's going to bother me.
I don't even know where it is.
It's over there on the green Tupperware top. It's crawling on.
All right. You talk. I'll get it.
Oh, shit. We're going to die. You could go downstairs and ask my mom for the bug spray. You see it crawling? Oh my God, we're gonna fucking die. It's right on the Tupperware green thing, but this one right here, right? Yes, it's on the edge. But wait until it gets to the.
Got it.
Gird it. He's trying to rub her honey on me.
wait, hold on. You ready for it?
Oh, honey, you can have me when you want me. That's for Mark and Ed. Mark and Ed, that's for you.
It's also for Hendrik.
Oh, who else do I want to say?
It's still moving.
That's awful. It's probably because it's probably fucking communicating to the rest of them fuckers. Oh, I want to say I got a new tattoo. I don't know if you guys saw it on my Facebook page. Those of you who are connected. I got it on my left forearm. It says, kill.
It does not say kill. What does it say? Let me read it. Hold on. Love will never do without you. Me.
Reading by Foul Monkeys.
Reading is essential.
Let's see, what else is There was someone I wanted to say. I feel bad that I didn't mention on the Hawaii show.
On the Hawaii show? Yeah, we love Vegas, Hawaii.
Right, on the Vegas show.
Oh my
show?
God, how fucking awesome would it be if Pride 48 was in Hawaii? Die. I would die.
Expensive.
But it would be amazing.
It would be amazing. Let's see, who else did I forgot to mention that I talked to? Because there were so many people. Just everyone was really great.
You'll remember. Write it down.
Yeah, write it down. That Alzheimer's is
we've been in. Trying to work. We've been trying to use Trellis, like I guess the thing that all other podcasters use, but it doesn't work for us. I can't figure it out. It's like hard.
It's like, oh my God, hard. You know, I have to say that I kind of don't like that anymore. I think that I like our style now where we just kind of sit together and just...
How it's always been.
Yeah. I feel like the reason why is because it just, it flows better. I mean, because for some people it does work. I feel like, you know, there are those podcasters who get together like and just put shit down and blah, and mm-hmm. it works. But I think we do better without it. I feel like it's not... Yeah, it doesn't, you know.
Can you get your Google Plus up? We'll call Allison.
Oh, sure. Here.
Let me get her number real quick. So we're going to put this on pause for a second.
Okay.
Pause. Okay, so.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So, well, I was waiting for my friend Allison so that she can call us so that we can talk about a few, like, pop culture things because she's really good at it. And we could probably ask her some questions about 90210 because she's like the expert. She knows everything about 90210.
Oh, does she?
Everything. So we'll wait a few more minutes and see if she calls in. And then if she doesn't, then oh well. We'll have to move on.
We will move on.
So do we have anything else to talk about while we wait for her to call, if she calls?
How was your week?
My week was good. I didn't do too much. I worked a lot. Like, there was a lot of shit to do at work in a short amount of time because, I mean, really, I'm supposed to stay at work until everything's done so I don't have to rush so much, but I want to get out of there at a certain time, so I, like, try to cram everything in together.
How's that going anyway, by the way? I mean, like, how's that the new position?
Well, it's been, like, an uphill battle for a little bit because, you know, I haven't really been there to be trained because, you know, my mom passed away. Then I went on vacation. Then the person training me went on vacation. Then I was on a special project. Then I was testing. So I like had a bunch of shit to do when I was supposed to be trained. So
that kind of sucks.
But
are you being are you being trained now? Yeah. Or?
I mean, I'm getting it, so it's fine. But
that's good.
And it's really not that hard. It's just a lot of stuff I have to remember. So.
So let me ask you a question. The other day you posted something about, which is something we can talk about. This you posted something on Hong Kong, and I see something that's going on CNN. I don't know too much about it, but what exactly, because you posted something and it seemed like you were not necessarily alarmed, but you were like, oh, shit is going down. So what is going on in Hong Kong? Take it away.
So basically Hong Kong wants a democratic election.
Okay.
And China's like, no bitches, we're not doing it.
No.
So now there's protesters.
Oh,
so oh, and they're right. Like,
okay, so that's what
they're going like batshit crazy. Excuse me, sorry. Oh,
quit playing that porn on live.
Well, those were children, so no.
Ew.
But apparently they're really upset. So, yeah, they're protesting, but we all know how that happens. What happens in China when you protest?
You get.
Oh, it's Allison.
Oh, someone's calling us.
Okay. Yay!
We're being called.
Hi, Allison.
You have to give it a second. Okay, go.
Allison? Allison?
Allison?
Hello?
Oh, who is this?
Who's this? Ricky?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Dennis.
It's Dennis?
Oh, are you trying to call our number?
Yeah, I was calling the podcast.
Oh, you got your... We're actually in the middle of recording, so your phone call actually came through. We thought you were our friend Allison calling.
No, I just figured I'd call the show, and you're doing live now?
Well, we're not live, but we... Oh, does it show that we're live on Google Plus?
Oh. I just called a number. I thought I'd, you know, fling the shit, but... Oh. Sorry.
That's funny. It's totally random. How are you?
What I was gonna say was I thought I'm gonna say, well, Ricky, this isn't Hendrick.
Aww.
I know you missed Hendrick. Oh, I wish Hendrick was to Vegas. I wish Hendrick would call a show. Is that Roger?
Yeah, yes it is.
Roger, what's your last name? Robledoll, Robledo, Roger. Roger, he will do.
Whichever. Take your pick.
Okay. Well, I just got to run my work, so I just figured I'd stick in that phone call.
Well, thank you for calling. It's like the first time that someone's ever done that before.
I'm sorry to bother you.
No, you're not bothering.
Oh, you're not a bother? Are you kidding?
I don't want it to be recorded, so it's not going to be recorded, is it?
Oh, well, it is being recorded.
You are being recorded. And oh, no, yeah. We're not going to stop.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we'll take you out if you want.
I'm sorry to bother you. I don't care.
Oh, you're not bothering us. That's fine. Thank you for calling.
I'll call you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God. I love his accent.
Where is he from?
He lives, like, in the Boston area or somewhere
around
there. I was going to
say, who is he?
He's a listener to the show. His name's Dennis with one S.
Is he on Facebook? I feel like I'm...
Oh, my God. What happened?
Fucking mess.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Yes. Dying girl. She's like the bee.
It's just like all of a sudden I just start coughing. That was weird.
Weird.
Yeah. He's on... It's like... I don't want to say his last name.
Or is he on Twitter?
He is on Twitter. He messages us a lot on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So now I know who it is. Okay. I don't think I've ever seen his face.
He's on... I think he's on Facebook. I think. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. I'll have to track him down.
Well, thank you for calling, Dennis. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you. That was so
fun. Although
we
thought it was Allison, but who cares?
We appreciate random calls. I love that.
I thought it was like some bill collector or something. Foul monkeys, y'all owe a bill.
Y'all owe something.
Y'all's website ain't working. Give us some money.
We have no idea who you are.
We speak no English. We speak no Spanish.
That was funny. Thank you for calling, Dennis.
That was totally random. I loved it. That put a little Swift in our boots.
That's kind of fun. Okay, so
excuse me.
So back to China.
Yeah, they're protesting, and China's probably about to mow them down with some.
Do you think they're gonna like throw some like Agent Orange?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal in all the world. I don't think they can do that. And that's totally mean. And that was in Vietnam.
and
it was mean.
Well, it happens.
Well, yeah, it happened. The Holocaust, it happens. All right, we're going to go.
That's just awful.
We're going to go before we get in big trouble.
Oh, I just want to send one more thing. And, you know, I just want to say that, it was nice. Damn, I'm not going to have this bit. I literally had this entire bit in my head while I was taking a shower about that picture that I showed you of me, Sarah Palin.
Oh,
yeah. Now I forgot it. Damn it. It was really nice visiting the country of Ebola. I'm really happy that
I can see it from my house.
Yeah. I'm really happy that those people come over and then terrorize our country.
Oh, God. She's an idiot.
I don't know if that picture is true. I don't know if she actually said that. But if she did, God help us all.
Right.
Because she is a fucking moron.
Even if she didn't say it, she's still a moron.
Well, yes, this is very, very, very true. However, if she actually did in fact say something like that, I mean...
She could have been our vice president.
She very well could have been our vice president. God, she's fucking stupid.
I always tweet stuff about her and like write at her too.
Oh my God, right? Like you tag her in it? Yeah, I love it.
And then her fans go like batshit crazy.
Oh, she's... I can't even believe that she has fans. And the fact that people even believe her bullshit is... That's like that and the other... What's the other fucking moron?
From Minnesota?
Yes.
I can't think of her fucking
Jan
name.
Jan Brewer's from Arizona. She's the governor there.
No, well, she's a fucking moron, too.
Yeah, but they're all... Like, what's up with the women governors? I mean, come on, people.
No, what's... It's the one with the crazy fucking eyes. Looks like she has no soul.
It's from the Minnesota. And her husband's real cute and gay, probably. They always say he's gay.
Oh, yeah.
What is her name?
Fuck, doesn't it...
I don't remember.
Start
it.
With the M?
Starts with that.
Starts
all right,
with
we're
that.
Gonna go. Can't think of her name, but we know she's batshit crazy.
She's fucking batshit crazy. Anyways, so, this is Sarah Palin.
This is Ricky.
And this is a podcast out of Chicago. It's Foul Monkeys.
Chicago.
Don't forget to look for us at Foul Monkeys Dad Cam. Well,
oh yeah, and make sure you go to our YouTube channel because there may be a video there for you to see.
And just to let you know that may be like a once a month deal. And we may charge 99 cents for it.
No, we're not charging. We don't charge. And I'm going to need you to start doing your research to get our page up.
I think it's fine the way it is. But
no, we need... Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.